It's exactly 70 years since the first transport of Czechoslovak Jews left Prague bound for the garrison town of Terezín, transformed by the Nazis into a ghetto and concentration camp. Some 140,000 Jewish men, women and children were sent to Terezín, known as Terezínstadt in German, and most of them were later killed at Auschwitz. A number of events were held this week bringing together Terezín survivors. One of them on Thursday evening at the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. Rob Cameron went along.
A recording of Professor Pavel Oliva, now a respected academic and historian, recalling the song he and other teenagers sang as their train headed north out of Prague in the winter of 1941, headed for the fortress town of Terezín. The very first transport of Czechoslovak Jews left Prague on November 24, 1941. They were sent there to prepare the town for the arrival of thousands of others, Jews from all over occupied Europe, who were crammed into the squalid barracks, and when the 18th century fortress could take no more, into the surrounding houses. Two of the 342 people who were on that very first transport were present at a meeting at the Institute of the Study of Totalitarian Regimes in Žižkov on Thursday, 70 years to the day since the first transport left Prague.
My name is Miloš Dobrý. My original name was Gut, G-U-T, and because I survived Holocaust and I had a German name, and I hated all the German, so I changed the name to Dobrý. It's a translation. Yeah. Well, I'm now 88, and when Hitler came and occupied Czechoslovakia, so it was 1939, I was 16. Well, and you know what happened with Jewish people? I am not in a need to tell you what was, you know that. And so when I survived Holocaust, Theresienstadt, Auschwitz and Schwarzheide, I came back. When I my parents, they perished in Auschwitz. Only my brother, who was younger than me, 1 year, we survived.
Miloš, at 18, the youngest member of that first transport, says he survived thanks to a passion for sport and physical fitness.
I was a sportsman. I played all kinds of sport, basketball, volleyball, football, handball, swimming. And so I was fit enough first, and I took it as a, not as a match, as a challenge against the SS. And so I behaved myself as a player who was put in the middle of the game, yes?
And in the end, you won the game, right? You survived.
Well, I can't say that I won, but I evaded all the dangerous things which were done in Auschwitz and so on. Well, I think that 80% was the luck and 20% my personal initiative as a player.
No. A total of 35,000 Jews died at Terezín of starvation, maltreatment and disease. Those who survived were herded onto cattle trucks bound for the east. After the war, Miloš Dobrý finished secondary school, married a fellow Terezín survivor, and later enjoyed a successful sporting career, playing for his country as a rugby international and founding a rugby club in Olomouc, which still exists today. But the game of his life, he says, was played behind barbed wire with wit, cunning and determination.
Rob Cameron there with that story of survival, the Terezín transport beginning 70 years ago this week.